The isness of the judgmental paradigm, the right and wrong. What may be the most important characteristic of this low vibration, competitive paradigm is the use of is when relating to things, people, or ideas. The idea that you know is what is underlying the isness or this paradigm. The idea that you know, that you can know, or anyone can know. That things are simple. A square is a square, a circle is a circle, and your spouse is wrong. Simplistic. Robots, AI, are more discerning, are more sensitive, are deeper than the people who live in this paradigm. The 8 billion. So when you say I am this or that, or when you say it is this or that, you are unwittingly expressing the key word of your paradigm. When things are straightforward to you. When you know everything. If I ask you why you are wearing what you are wearing and you instantly have an answer. Then you live in the isness world. About a millimeter deep. But the misery is deeper than deep. Why? Because humans are designed to be deep. To think for themselves. To see. To ponder. And ultimately to cause. Of course the people who wrote the Bible, or Bhagavad Gita, or whatever ancient writing you want to look at, they lived in the isness world. Otherwise the creation myth would be a lot more complicated, a lot more design-like. I am an architect by training, and I can tell you, designing is a process, and one arrives to the final design through many 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 iterations. The first draft is crap. But in the isness world God created this and that. No iterations, no design, no thought, random, capricious, and shallow. Like the people in the isness paradigm. I have a student who has a hard time understanding that interchanging one is with another is will still keep her in the isness, the judgmental right/wrong paradigm. So when she says, this person is wrong, then corrects it, maybe this person has a reason to do what they did. Or maybe this is not wrong, just mistaken. This is exactly what she is doing. My biggest breakthrough came from this shift. In the original is story, this man put his penis in my mouth and ejaculated. I was maybe 4 to 5 years old. It was horrible. Then when I was 40, in an inspired moment I decided to look at that incident from the side. I put the man and the little girl into a room that had only 3 walls. And where the 4th wall would be, I was standing, watching the story unfold. It came without the sound. And the scene was completely different. It was funny, in the old silent movies way funny, where people threw cream pies on each other's faces. So I laughed. And then I saw that the original story can't be true. The second story can't be true either. Unless something is true from every angle you look at, it is a fabrication, an interpretation, man-made. And if it is true about my story, then it is true everywhere. With that insight I effectively moved life from the isness paradigm to the reality as a collective hunch at best paradigm. And if it is a hunch, then there is a lot of room for guessing. And whatever you guess will actually give you your mood, give you your emotions, so if you are smart enough, you'll guess what will serve your mood. Of course to guess, instead of just making up crap, you need to look. You guess from elements you see, elements that can be interpreted in many ways. And therein lies your freedom. Although you are restrained by what is visible, but not so completely that the sum total of all is just one. Freedom is recognizing your limitations. Whereas liberty is denying or doing away with restriction. People who don't know the difference are mostly doing away with reality as it is a restriction. They live in a world where supposedly just wanting gets them what they want, without any skills, without any work. Without anyone having the rights to refuse them. Numerologically. If you have a number 5 in your soul correction number, this is your relationship to reality. F. Reality. I have the right to my personal truth. And, of course, they are miserable. Because darn reality interferes. Lol. They want what belongs to others. Because it is their due. Number 7 resists, is in a battle with reality. Number 8 wants to crush reality and want to be the only one standing. Steve Jobs? 3 prefers to feel like a victim of reality. Very insistent on the isness of reality. My way or the highway, says number 3. If that is not happening, they get depressed. Number 2 consider themselves the ultimate is and won't want to let go of it. Number 4, if empowered, likes iteration, the process. If not empowered, absolutely and completely denies it. 9 is not smart enough to know which way is up. The ultimate dunce of the universe. Potentially. The only number that is dumber is the 0. Because unless you set your relationship to reality straight, reality is unknowable, empty and meaningless. Unless you set yourself straight that you add the content, you add the meaning yourself, you'll never live a life that you can love. because self-love is the two selves inside every person loving each other. The lower, uncorrected self. And the higher self. The soul's purpose in life is to correct itself. Much of the time. Complete correction is impossible, if the Kabbalistic story of the light, the vessel, and the Big Bang are honored as reality. The Bible's story is not helpful in relating to life, to yourself, to others in a healthy way. In a constructive way. In a way that you can feel good about yourself and about your life. We'll discuss these in today's Soul Correction Live. None of these is an is. These are merely my observations based on many people and how they are in life. Based on their attitudes, that I can, unfortunately, feel when I am connected to them. So it is not the truth. It is all a hunch. But so far it's been helpful. When in 1988 I was forced to pick a higher power, to be able to be in a 12-step program, I picked whatever works as my higher power. What works works across the board, over time, and almost always. Like my hunches. I also muscle test them. To make sure I am not completely off. Get into the 11 a.m. EDT class.